Wednesday mornings, it's time to check in with Kimberly Eckert, registered psychologist and founder of Eckert Psychology and Education Center, for our parenting moment. Good morning, Kimberly.
Good morning, Mike.
We are continuing through the summer here, looking at this great topic we've talked about the last few weeks, looking for life after COVID. We've got 8 ways to help kids regain their sense of safety and purpose, and I guess we're on number 5.
That's right. So tip number 5 is prioritize playful connection. Life after COVID is going to require adults to set up social connections that are full of fun and laughter. Children are going to need playful interactions with adults to calm down their autonomic nervous system. So the highest form of safety in humans comes from play and being social. So kind of think of it as a ladder. Our bottom of our ladder is where we shut down or are in freeze. The middle of our ladder is when we go into fight flight. And the top of our ladder is when we feel safe, relaxed, and social. That's what we're after here for our kids. So before you try to get in-person piano lessons going again, this August, help your children to have multiple experiences that focus on what we as psychologists call enjoy with me moments. This is where we play with our kids, and let's try to get a variety of adults back into their life, grandparents, aunts, uncles, cousins, and babysitters. And let's climb trees, blow bubbles, join them in a video game, even if you're not very good at it, play a board game, and so it goes. So, Mike, I'm curious, what are you doing with your boys to build those playful connections this summer?
Yeah, us older folk, we have to play too. I have a lot of fun with the boys. Like indoors, we do like to play some board games. I'm trying to get the kids interested in chess, which is interesting.
Oh, very good.
I got to remind myself a little bit about it too. But also video games, as you mentioned there too. Yeah, I'll play video games with them. And I'm not too great at some of the newer stuff and how the controllers have like 10 different buttons and functions. So we also dig out my retro Atari, and dad seems to win some of those games a little easier than the kids. So, but outdoors too, lots of football and kicking the soccer ball around. So yeah, I love playing with my sons.
Yes. So again, just to help the system return to that safe and social top of the ladder, after a lot of moments in the middle and the bottom of that ladder throughout COVID, is a great plan for our last month of summer.
Okay. And I like also what you said there about holding off the music lessons for a little bit, because my son Weston will be very happy to hear that, because he's like, oh, do we have to go back already?
Yeah, just again, recognizing just some of the things that were lost for our kids during this pandemic, and really ensuring that we value and understand just how good it is for our child's brain and body to play.
Indeed. Thank you very much, Kimberly. 2 locations in town for Eckert Center, North and South, and also telepsychology.
That's right. So no matter where you are in Alberta, if you have a computer and it has a camera, we're in business. So again, just really encouraging people to continue to use the convenience of telepsychology. But of course, we welcome people to in-person appointments as well.
Okay. And we do appreciate that every week you bless one of our Shine family members with a gift certificate for that first free initial visit. Who are we going to give that to today?
Let's go with caller number 2 today.
Right now, 276-8888, looking for caller number 2. Kimberly, I hope you continue to enjoy the summer, and we'll check in again next week.
Absolutely. I'm going to go play, Mike.
Nice. Have fun.
Thanks.